Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Thereafter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, having taken possession of the container of nectar, smiled slightly and spoke in attractive words. She said, "My dear demons, if you accept whatever I may do, whether honest or dishonest, then I can take responsibility for dividing the nectar among you." Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot abide by anyone's dictation. Whatever He does is absolute. The demons, of course, were deluded by the illusory potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus Mohini Murthy got them to promise that whatever she would do, they would accept. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmayishi Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamin Niti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Ram Hare 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 Krishna. I'm happy to be here at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, Gokulanandaji, and Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, and in the association of many wonderful devotees. This is a chapter about an amazing incarnation, Mohini Murthy. The Lord taking a female form and bewildering the demons. And it's all about how the Lord is cheating the demons. So here, Krishna, as Mohini Murthy, is saying, "My dear demons, if you accept whatever I may do, whether honest or dishonest," and the demons will willingly say, "Yes, whatever you do, we'll accept." So how Krishna is appearing in this amazing form, and he's cheating them. Chalayasi vikramane balimadbhuta vamana padanakanira janita jana pavana keshavadritta vamana sharira jaya jagadisha hare. Chalayasi, Krishna came and cheated Bali Maharaj. In the same way, Krishna came and he cheated the demons here. Krishna also appeared and saved Lord Shiva by appearing as a brahmachari and cheating Vrikasura. He cheated Vrikasura too. So it's amazing that the Lord takes a form and cheats the demons constantly. Asurastad viparyayaha, because the asuras are against the Lord, they can be cheated. They lend themselves to cheating because of the fact that they've already cheated themselves. How? Krishna, they've accepted Maya and gone against Krishna. So after that, it's very easy to cheat them. So the history here is very wonderful. How, although the demons were powerful, they overpowered the devas. Still, if Krishna so decides, then it's the devotees, it's the devas who will benefit. And Krishna will go to the extent of even cheating to benefit his devotees. Irrespective of what you may call him. And he becomes glorified for his cheating. So the story, the history, just if you recollect, I think you would have studied that in the previous chapter, I think should be about, the churning of the milk ocean. Anyway, it's mentioned that, this story is mentioned in many places in the Puranas. Just to recollect a little bit of the story, it's mentioned that once Durvasa Muni, he, in his travel through the forest, he found an amazing scent coming through. And as he searched for it, he found that the heavenly Apsara maiden was wearing an attractive garland. And it was the source of this wonderful smell. So seeing Durvasa Muni, having traced her, she immediately paid obeisance to Durvasa Muni. And knowing that Durvasa Muni was amazed at this wonderful smell, she offered the garland to Durvasa Muni and took his blessings. So Durvasa Muni carried the garland with him. And what would he do? A sage, a muni, he went to Devaloka with the garland. And in Devaloka, he saw Indra riding the elephant Airavata. And when he approached Indra, he gave the garland to Indra. He's a Swargaloka lord. And he will have better things to do with a garland like that than Durvasa Muni himself. So he offered this garland to Indra. And Indra accepted the garland and put it on top of Airavata. And the elephant Airavata, what does he know? He just took the garland with his tusk and he swirled it, threw it down, trounced it, stamped upon it with his feet. And this completely enraged Durvasa Muni. I gave you an amazing gift, a garland that smells and retains its smell, and you gave it to the elephant, Airavata, and Airavata puts it down on the floor and stamps it. So immediately, Durvasa Muni, what would he do? He cursed. He's famous for cursing everybody. He cursed Indra that because of your disrespect to me and to the gift I gave you, I curse you and all your residents of Devaloka to quickly lose your opulence and you'll be affected by infirmity, old age, etc., etc., and you will miss everything that you so much wanted. So Indra jumped down from Airavata, fell at the feet of Durvasa Muni, and he said, please, do not curse me in this way. And Durvasa Muni, true to his name, he said, I am not going to be soft. You've got spoiled by all the great rishis and munis and Gautama and Vashishta, everybody, you know, babysitting you, praising you, glorifying you, and I am not one of that sort. And he left. And soon after he left, Devaloka started slowly going down. All of the devas became afflicted with disease, with infirmity, with old age, and gradually they were weakened. As they were weakened, asuras came to know about it and they attacked the devas. They attacked the devas and took over. And Indra and all the devas were bereft of all their possessions, all their opulences, all their material enjoyment that they had. So they didn't know what to do. They were in great distress. So they approached Brahma. And Brahma, he heard their prayers and he took them, headed by Agni, to Vishnu. And they poured out all their problems to Vishnu. So Mahavishnu, he said, never mind whatever has happened. I will give you a process by which you can regain your youth, your opulence, and your position. You have to do that. And if you do that, you will get a special gift of nectar. And that nectar you can always have so that you never have these type of difficulties again. And what was that? Mahavishnu said, you have to collect all the rare herbs, medicinal herbs, and all rare such plants. Bring them together after signing a pact or getting friendly with the asuras. Have them involved in it. You do that first and then get all these medicines and herbs and mix them into the milk ocean and you shall churn the ocean. And I will help you. You should use Vasuki as a rope and you should use the Meru mountain as a staff. And you should churn the ocean. When you churn the ocean, everything that's required for your prosperity will come out of it. And this is my special gift to you. To elevate your misery. But first thing you should do is to make it up with the asuras. And tell them about this great prospect of receiving deathless amrita. So the devas, they agreed. And they were happy. So they went to the asuras. And they said, you can take part in it. We will do it together. And we will get this amrita. And then we will all become deathless. We will all share it. Vishnu also said, I will make sure that the amrita that comes out will not be drunk by the asuras. I will do the needful. So the devas were confident that Krishna will look after. So they came and they got the asuras inspired. And they collected all sorts of herbs and medicinal plants from all over. And together they dropped it in the milk ocean. And then they used Mount Meru as a staff and Vasuki as a rope. And interestingly, they gave the asuras the mouth side of the snake. And the devas took the tail end. And it's mentioned that Vasuki was spitting poison and vapors. And the asuras were getting affected by it while they were churning. But the devas were free from that. In this way, jointly, under a cooperative effort, for the sake of getting amrita, the asuras and devas got together and they churned the milk ocean. And you know the story, so many things came out of it. Various things came out of it. And Dhanvantari, the Lord incarnated as Dhanvantari, the Lord incarnated as Matsya and bore Meru on his head. It's mentioned he incarnated again as another force and then pressed down Mount Meru. And in this way he incarnated as Dhanvantari. There are at least 3-4 incarnations that came out of this particular pastime. And then Dhanvantari brought the Amrit and then came Lakshmi. And then watching Lakshmi being reunited with Vishnu, the devas did not like it. They didn't think much about it. But Lakshmi was being worshipped and all the devas were worshipping and the Ganges flowed to give her a bath, etc. While seeing this, they were displeased. They didn't like it and they took the amrit from, stole the amrit from Dhanvantari's hand and ran away. Because they did that, the devas again became morose. They did not know what to do. We lost the Amrit. We did all the work. And the Lord promised us that we will be the persons who will enjoy the Amrit. But now the Amrit has disappeared. What to do? At that time, the Lord appeared as Mohini in his most wonderful form. Exquisitely beautiful. Amazing beauty. And he manifested himself in front of the Asuras. And as soon as the Asuras saw Mohini, they were completely bewildered. Looking at the beauty of Mohini that you have seen, that's the situation that's being described here. And seeing Mohini, they became attracted to her. And they started proposing. And each one was planning. It's mentioned that I will get to marry her. She's mine. And each one, they broke off from their group effort. As soon as they had a personal benefit to gain, there was dissension amongst them. Each one started approaching, Mohini and making proposals. And they started, saying all sorts of things. And then utilizing the situation of their bewilderment, Mohini is mentioning here. They handed over the Amrit also. They were so bewildered, they handed over the Amrit to her. And they said, you divide it amongst us. This is what happens. You, all your hard-earned assets, you hand over when you're bewildered like this. Krishna's Maya, extremely beautiful, wonderful, that you can surrender everything, especially when is manifested in the form of a woman. Balam me pashya mayaya stri maya balino disham yakkaroti padakrantam bruvi jimbrena kevalam. Kapila is mentioning to Devahuti, behold my maya in the form of a woman. Simply by shaking my eyebrows, bruvi jimbrena kevalam, simply, great personalities I can bring. Yat kadoti padakrantam. Bring them down to my feet. And Prabhupada speaks about Cleopatra immediately in the purport. How Antony and Cleopatra and Julius Caesar and Cleopatra immediately speaks about how Cleopatra, was able to subjugate the mighty Julius Caesar. So, in this way, the Lord himself assumed that form, that most attractive form in front of the Asuras. Then the Asuras were totally bewildered. And they handed over the Amrit to the Lord as Mohini Murti. And then they went and said, you please divide it. We believe in you because of your beauty. We're willing to do anything. Completely floored. So utilizing that, here Mohini Murti is saying, okay, I'll do it for you. You mustn't question my actions. It may be honest, it may be dishonest. Are you willing? Anything you say. Let it be dishonest, let it be honest. Whatever you say, we'll listen to you. Because we've handed over the Amrit to you. You are Amrit for us. More than the Amrit that we gain after all the labor. The Amrit has been superseded by your beauty and we are completely bewildered. You take the Amrit. You divide it. You give yourself to us. Then Krishna is making the statement, if you accept whatever I may do, whether honest or dishonest, then I can take responsibility for dividing the nectar among you. It's a great responsibility for Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ji Ki Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. It is a great responsibility that Mohini Murti had to take. And so, amazingly, Krishna as Mohini Murti, he laid a condition that was favorable to the devas and to him. And they got bewildered. The asuras got totally bewildered. So, this is the history. And here it's mentioned honest or dishonest. Obviously, it's going to be only dishonest. Dishonesty going to prevail right now with Mohini Murti. And the asuras, they were willing to agree. விஷ்ணு பக்த ஸ்மிருதோ தெய்வ அசுரஸ்தத் விபர்யயஹ. தேர் ஆர் டூ டைப்ஸ். அன் அசுரா இஸ் விபரீதா அகெய்ன்ஸ்ட் தி விஷ் அண்ட் வில் ஆஃப் த லார்ட். And because of that, they can be cheated. They can be cheated because of that. And unbeknownst to us, we also get cheated when we accept the shelter of the material energy. It's no different. When we accept the shelter of the material energy, we are also offering ourselves to be cheated. There need not be a Mohini Murthy manifested in front of us all the time. But in the form of Maya, we are constantly cheated. Not only that, Shastra mentions that we have a cheating propensity too. It's one of the drawbacks, one of the defects of the conditioned soul, that he himself cheats. What's the greatest cheating he does? Is to cheat himself of Krishna. That's the original cheating. Krishna bhuliya bhogavanchakare japatiya maya dhare. That as soon as you forget Krishna, you offer yourself to be cheated. And maya cheats you. Japatiya maya dhare. After that, whatever cheating occurs is nothing compared to this big cheating. You see? So it's a stupid thing to do. Like Prabhupada mentioned, man is the sum total of all stupidity. You see him in a video. Why? Because he forgot Krishna. You get cheated when you become stupid. Stupid means you don't have intelligence. But Krishna is saying, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. But if you desire not to get cheated, and if you desire to hear from Krishna alone, without hearing Maya's instructions, then Krishna is saying, I will give you intelligence to come to me. And because of that intelligence, we can see how we are getting cheated. And because we can see how we are getting cheated, we can take the shelter of Krishna. Knowledge. Getting knowledge is also not an easy thing. That's why one thing is Krishna is manifesting himself as knowledge, Vedas. But you can read the Vedas, you can understand the Vedas, only if you are surrendered to Krishna. Otherwise, knowledge can again cheat you. Even knowledge from Vedic scriptures can cheat you. How else is it possible that there are people who read the whole Vedic scripture, read the whole Bhagavat, and say and speak Mayavad philosophy? So one interesting parallel is, when the Bhagavatam was being spoken, Shukadeva Goswami is speaking the Bhagavat to Parikshit. The Devas appeared there with this Amrit again. It's mentioned in the Padma Purana. And they offered the Amrit to Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami and said, don't worry, we'll take care of Parikshit's curse. We have Amrit to offer. There's no question of him dying. So they offered to Parikshit Amrit. And Shukadeva Goswami was getting ready to give him Bhagavata Amrita, the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Parikshit, it's mentioned at that point of time, he rejected the Amrit. He said, what is this Amrit compared to Krishna? What is this Amrit compared to the Bhagavat? What is this Amrit compared to the immortal teachings of the Bhagavat? And the Devas, they had to go back with the Amrit. So the Bhagavatam is also mentioned to be by Jiva Goswami, I think Bhanu Maharaj was mentioning, that the Bhagavatam is like Mohini Murthy. Two, the Bhagavatam, if it is understood from a pure devotee, it will deliver you the greatest truth, and that is the Amrit. And Mohini, she delivered the Amrit to the devas and cheated the asuras. Similarly, in the Bhagavat, it's like Mohini Murti. The devotees can get the highest nectar from here. And those who are not devotees, not surrendered to Krishna, they will get the opposite. They'll get the opposite. That's why in the Bhagavatam it is mentioned in many places. If you read these prayers, you will get the heavenly world. If you read these prayers, you will not get bad dreams. If you read Gajendra Moksha prayers, you won't get bad dreams. You will get prosperity, you will get wealth, you will get that, you will get this. That's not what the Bhagavatam offers. But it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. And why is it mentioned? It is mentioned for persons who want to get cheated. I want something lesser than the highest. Different grades of cheating you can opt for. Right from Krishna, Rasa, Madhurya Rasa, Radha and Krishna, and Bhakti, Supreme. That's being offered by the Bhagavatam. But if you opt for anything less, then it's mentioned, Jiva Goswami mentions that the Bhagavatam will become like Mohini Murti and offer you that. That's what you want. That's what you want. So in this way, we can get cheated if we want to get cheated. That's why Prabhupada mentions the world of the cheaters and the cheated. And you have that option at any time to get cheated. But if you surrender to Krishna, you get the intelligence to see how you can get cheated. You can avoid that. You can avoid that. So, here Mohini Murti is cheating the asuras. And we can also get cheated. So how is it that Mohini Murti is cheating? And how is that proper? We can understand that the same Supreme Lord can also cheat us of our material opulence and give us Krishna Bhakti. And that's why the Vedas pave the way for that type of a procedure. Parokshavada Vedoyam Balanam Anusashanam Karma Mokshaya Karmani Vidagde Agadam Yatha. Parokshavada, Krishna is saying that indirect indication. Mamacha Priyam, I like that. The whole truth of the Bhagavat is hidden deeply inside. And for those who really don't seek it, they don't get it. They can get cheated. Right? So, even the devotees, they cheat others when they preach by offering them. When you preach, you make offers, knowing the illusion that people are in. You make them offers that makes it attractive for them to accept it within that expectation. But actually the experience will deliver them in a different way. So there's devotees of the Lord also utilize the process of cheating in keeping with the parampara coming from Mohini Murti. But they deliver real amrit to persons who are conditioned in this world. Sometimes we use tricks in order to make a person come into Krishna consciousness. Just like the shloka says, Vidagdi agadham yata. Just like medicine that is administered, sometimes some sort of a placebo, some sugar coating is given on the medicine so that the persons concerned, they will fall for it and then the medicine acts on you. There's a devotee who approached Prabhupada, I think somewhere in India, in Bombay. And he came to Prabhupada. He was not from India. He came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I cannot work here in India. The Indian devotees, they are all cheating. They're telling lies, they're cheating. And he gave a big complaint. He was very frustrated. And then Prabhupada said, I am also Indian. I also cheated you. Did I not present Krishna consciousness to you? And cheated you, asked you to shave your head. And made you a devotee and brought you to India. In this way, Prabhupada gave an explanation of how You can utilize, if you're very expert, a cheating propensity in order to benefit others with Krishna consciousness. But we shouldn't prematurely try that. We should be very careful about how we are getting cheated, and if we are able to overcome that cheating, getting the blessing of Krishna, dadami buddhi yogam tam, and if we have perfected ourselves, then we may try to preach in that manner. So this way, our cheating propensity can also be dovetailed, and we can keep away from Maya's lurings. So anybody who is interested in Krishna, who wants to achieve Krishna, who has a natural desire developed by association of devotees, by chanting of the holy name, by reading these beautiful purports of Prabhupada, and he develops an intense desire to achieve Krishna, then Krishna will make sure that he doesn't get cheated in that way. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. So it's a prayer to Mohini Murti that we may not fall prey to this type of attractions. Deathlessness, heavenly pleasure, personal gratification, etc. And we may be able to achieve pure devotion to Krishna. Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada ki. It's 2 minutes to 8:30. Any questions or comments? If you have.